Box A, attaching a menu to the window. Now that we have created a menu resource, we need to get a handle to that menu in our program. We can do that with the load menu function. Recall that you will need to include resource.h, for that is where the menu symbols are defined, such as IDR menu 1. Now that we have a handle to a menu, we can attach it to a window when we create the window in the createWindow function. Recall that a parameter of createWindow is an hMenu. Before, we always specified null for that parameter because we were not using a menu. But now that we have created and loaded a menu, we can pass the menu handle to createWindow to attach the menu to the window. The menu will then be attached when the window is displayed. Box B, responding to clicked menu items. Obviously, we do not just want to display a menu. We want that menu to be usable. That is, when the user clicks on a menu item, something should happen. The program should respond. To facilitate this, when the user selects a menu item, a WM command message is sent to the window's window procedure. The lower 16 bits of the WM command's WParam value stores the menu item's resource ID. Thus, in code, we can figure out which item was selected with conditional statements, as shown in the code example in box B. Box C, checking menu items. Programmatically, we can put a checkmark next to a menu item with the check menu item API function. The first parameter, hMenu, is a handle to the menu we are working with. We need to specify the specific menu because a program could actually have several menus on various sub-windows. The second parameter, UID check item, is the resource ID of the menu item to check. Finally, the third parameter, UCheck, is either MFChecked or MFUnchecked. MFChecked puts a checkmark next to the menu item, and MFUnchecked removes a checkmark from a menu item if it was previously checked.